We're going to hear, oh, we've got a lost sheep. We've got a lost sheep. There we go. Let us rise for the reading of the gospel. And this is the last Sunday of the church year. Sometimes it's also called Christ the King Sunday, and the reading is typically Jesus' death on the cross. We read these words, Luke 23. There followed Jesus a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for Jesus. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things, when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with Jesus. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, where they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel. You may be seated. And the choir is going to come forward. Our song today is called Soli Deo. As they come forward, I'm going to explain that term. Colleen wanted me to explain it. That's not a magical word. What that word means in Latin is to God alone. To God alone be the glory. And that's a good word for us to remember as we close out our year. To God alone be all praise given to him. So that's what that term means, soli Deo.